Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 15th of March. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And if you're listening to this free podcast and you like what you hear, we'd love you to give us a go. MarcusToday.com.au. You can sign up for a free 2-week trial, see what we have to offer, and we'd love to have you as part of our Marcus Today community. All right, moving straight along to the scores on the doors for this afternoon, and a pretty impressive fight back from the market, I have to say. Closing the week down 2.2%, which isn't particularly impressive, but we closed down 43.3 points, or 0.56%, 76.70. We opened at 76.95, which was pretty much the high, 75.91, over 110 odd down at one stage today. The pavilion was clapping as we went through 100, and broad-based selling from the off, especially in the banking sector. UBS had a bit of a pile-on after we saw Macquarie downgrade the whole banking sector yesterday and suggested a sell. UBS went as well. They suggested a sell as well. But the big bank basket only fell 0.3%, hardly moving the dial, really. CBA fell 0.6, Westpac down 1.1. The ASX did ask them to clarify speculation regarding their CEO. ANZ unchanged. NABs actually managed a near 1% gain. Macquarie fought back from losses. It was up 0.2 at the end of the day. And the ASX was up 1.2%. Insurers a little bit mixed. QBE up 1.3. Suncorp down 0.5%. But REIT doing well. We had Centre Group up 1.5%. Stockland up 2.3%. Goodman Group, though, down 0.3%. Pretty much across the board losses, though, in the industrial space. Healthcare a little easier. CSL down 0.9%. Cochlear down 1%. We had the old school platform stocks, the likes of Car Group, down 2.4%. Seek down 2.6%. And REA down 1%. With the tech space also easing, WiseTech down 2.2% and Xero down 0.6%. Telstra was a beacon of green in a sea of red, up 1.1%. Moving across to resources, well, they were an easy smackdown today. The iron ore price coming under pressure as the contract rolled over from March as well, not helping. BHP falling 1.5%, Rio down 1.9%, and Fortescue down 2.3%. Lithium also under pressure. We had a very soggy lead-in, and lithium prices in China yesterday were down 7%, and not much better today, although we are just around 2% easier on those lithium prices today. So the rally seems to have been snuffed out, at least for the time being. We saw Pilbara falling 6.2% as the shorts took advantage of that weakness. We have Mineral Resources down 2.7% and IGO down just over 5% today. Gold stocks also took a breather. Northern Star down 2.2% and Newmont down 2.1%. But oil and gas better today, although we have seen a little bit of profit taking in the oil price in Asia. Woodside up 2.5% and Santos up 2.4% there. As far as corporate news goes today, well, we did see IRE, which is Iress. They rose 1.4%. They've sold their UK mortgage business. We also saw the departure quite rapidly of the Tabcorp CEO for inappropriate comments, down 5.2%. And EML Payments up 11.5% on the sale of one of its businesses in the UK, Centennial. There. On the economic front, nothing particularly important today, at least locally. But China kept its key policy rate unchanged, and once again we saw Chinese house prices slip sliding away. So not such good news there. 10-year yields in Australia, we have got them at 4.13% today, so holding relatively steady from where they were last night. We also have, in terms of those Asian markets, let's just go to the scores on the doors from Asia. We have the Nikkei down 0.4, Hang Seng down 2.1, and China down 0.6. As far as the winners for grinners today go, well, A4N continues to be a winner. That one has been doing very well of late. Up another 7.5%, 5 million shares traded, up to 93 cents. Strike Exploration also bouncing back from those oversold levels. up 6.1%. 31 million shares traded there. We had Vulcan Steel up 5%. Telex Pharmaceutical, good volume there. 6 million shares traded there, up 4.7%. Zip turned around from early losses. I thought it was going to hit below 120, but closed up 4% at the end of the day. 33 million shares traded there. And a little bit of interest emerging once again in uranium. NXG, Next Gen, up nearly 4%. We do have the Kazatomprom results out today in Kazakhstan, so that will be widely focused on as a clue to supply and the problems that Kazatomprom have had with sulfuric acid. All right, looking at the losers today. On the naughty step, we have got Phineas Fogg's, Phineas Corp, FCL, down 13.4%. 700,000 shares traded there. Emerald Resources, not so sparkly today, down 10.1% as well. ARU, well, it had a good day yesterday on the back of that funding that we saw from the federal government, but they still have a little bit of a funding shortfall still, down 9.6% on that one. And a swag of lithium stocks also under pressure. Latin Resources down 8.4%. We had Liontown down 8.4%. Latin Resources not doing quite so badly. We had them at 4.4% down. We had Arcadium down 7.4% and Pilbara down 6.2%. Positive sectors today, well, oil and gas and the REITs pretty much. Iron ore, lithium, gold miners and tech all a little on the nose. The big bank basket, $204.23. That was down 0.3%. The Alltech index down 1.2%. Gold, pretty steady, just below 3,300 Aussie dollars an ounce. 3,297 to be exact. Bitcoin, big fall back for Bitcoin, 68,221, big drop there. 10-year yields higher at 4.13. We're really just holding on to those gains that they saw yesterday. And Asian markets, we have done. As far as Dow and Nasdaq futures go, a little bit of early weakness in those futures, around 45-50 points down for each of them. Major movers and shakers today that we haven't talked about. WC8 did well today. That's Wildcat. They have the Tabba Tabba lithium project. They were up 2.1%, going against the trend there. We had Zip reversing those early losses. It did get down to $1.19.5 before closing at $1.29.5. 35 million shares, as I said earlier. AIS, copper plays, very much in focus today. Aeris Resources, up 10.7%. I also wrote up this morning a stock called Xanadu Mines, which is a copper explorer right next to Oyu Tolgoi in Mongolia, a stock that I came across on a trip to London back in November. I wrote it up this morning. It was up 28% today. There you go. FDV, Frontier Digital, having a good day today, up 8.4%. They've recently been allowed by the Stock Exchange to not report quarterly. So that's a bit of a better move for them. Sierra Resources, not doing well today at all. They did a capital raise at 55 cents. The stock, miraculously, went down to 55 cents, 19.9% easier. We also saw today, speculative stock of the day today was 5GG, which is Pentanet. Not that the code has really much to do with them, but 80% higher, 115 million shares traded today. It opened at 5.9 cents. It had a high of 11 cents. Its low was 5.8. It closed at 9 cents. Why did it rally? Well, Nvidia. There you go. Pentanex has expanded its GeoForce Now alliance agreement with Nvidia for cloud gaming in Australia and New Zealand. You only really have to put Nvidia into announcement, don't you? And off you go. As released in Pentagon's Q2 FY24 results, the company gaming sector segment maintained positive EBITDA and achieved an encouraging 52% quarter-on-quarter paid membership growth. So clearly it is working for them. A good day for them all round. Looking at company news in a little more detail, that CEO and MD of Tabcorp has resigned after the board became aware of inappropriate and offensive language IRIS is selling its UK mortgage business for 85 million quid. And we did see Deep Yellow completing tranche one of its 140.5 million. That's the first tranche. I think it's 220, the total, plus another 30 for the SPP. EML Payments has announced the sale of its Sentinel business. And we did get Alkane Resources reporting significant high-grade results from drilling at the Kaiser deposit. All right, and economic headlines today. We have got the PBOC kept the MLF rate steady at 2.5%, ahead of what they called a Fed pivot. And China actually drained cash from the banking system with the medium-term liquidity tool for the first time since November 2022. And home prices continue to fall in China in February. New home prices in 70 cities, excluding state-subsidized housing, fell 1.9% from a year earlier, steeper than the January 1.2% drop. Nippon Steel has been out and about on the media defending the US deal to buy US steel. And ByteDance's US investors weigh options as bill to ban TikTok advances. Steven Mnuchin has thrown his hat in the ring with a desire to buy TikTok. Well, me too. Just to give you a little bit of fun for the weekend, if you're doing trivia and some interesting stats around TikTok, it currently has around 1 billion monthly active users worldwide. It has been downloaded 3 billion times since its launch in 2016. In 2023, ByteDance was valued at 200 billion US. And the majority of content creators on TikTok, this will come as no surprise, are aged between 18 and 24. The other thing that will come as a surprise, I suspect, is the three biggest country users of TikTok. Number one is the US, number two is Indonesia, and number three is Brazil. US, 170 million active users of TikTok, all of which between 18 to 24. All right, well, that is it for me today. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a bit of a torrid week, I'm afraid. So not great, but maybe a weekend to lick your wounds. And we start again next week. Of course, we do have central bank fever next week. Bank of Japan, Bank of England, Federal Reserve, RBA. What could possibly go wrong? Have a great weekend.